Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, November 30th. Hydro One says it's been responding to power outages due to high winds in southern Ontario today. We could still see some outages in Grey Bruce. So far, there have been just smaller ones. The South Bruce Grey Health Center has started its search for a new president and CEO, as Michael Barrett has decided against renewing his contract with the healthcare organization. His contract is due to end March 31, 2023. Barrett says he wants to spend more time at home, closer to family and friends in London, after living away from home during the week for over 4 years. The statement from South Bruce Grey Health Centre points to the development of a comprehensive strategic plan, the creation of a regional Ontario health team, and the implementation of a detailed nursing recruitment and retention action plan as some of the highlights from Barrett's tenure. Several capital projects have also been undertaken at the organization's four hospital sites in Durham, Chesley, Walkerton, and Kincardine. Board Chair Bill Hekala says Barrett provided outstanding leadership through some very difficult times, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic and the current crisis associated with the province-wide shortage of health human resources. They say a recruitment process for a new president and CEO has been initiated. Georgian College unveiled a new piece of Indigenous art by Emily Kuagishig at the Owen Sound campus today, coinciding with the launch of a new Indigenization strategy. Kuagishig says the painting is a representation of taking the talent, knowledge, and traits that we individually carry within us and applying them to our futures. Georgian says Indigenous-focused education and support services have been in place since 1995. While the scope of Indigenization work has grown immensely over the last 30 years, through this new plan, the college is committed to continuing to deepen and enhance that work. The release says the priorities identified in the strategy is focused on 6 pillars: truth and reconciliation, leadership, representation, community engagement, curriculum, and cultural enrichment. Christine McVie, co-lead singer of Fleetwood Mac, has died at 79. She reportedly passed away peacefully at hospital with her family by her side this morning after a short illness. Former Chinese President Jiang Zemin has died at the age of 96. He came to power after the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests and led the country as president from 1993 to 2003. He's credited with bringing China out of isolation and the country's rapid economic growth in recent decades. But he's also criticized for human rights abuses and the government crackdown on the Falun Gong movement. France's baguette bread now has UNESCO heritage protection. It's now on the Intangible Cultural Heritage List, which includes traditions or living expressions inherited from our ancestors and passed on to our descendants. Other items on the list include Ukrainian borscht and Neapolitan pizza. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 175 points to 24,153. The Dow Jones is up 737 points. Our dollar is trading at 74.40 U.S. cents, up 76 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $80.42, up $2.22 a barrel. In sports and World Cup soccer this afternoon, Mexico got by Saudi Arabia 2-1 and Argentina blanked Poland 2-0. Tunisia beat France 1-0. Australia got by Denmark 1-0. There are 4 games in the National Hockey League tonight. The San Jose Sharks are in Toronto to meet the Maple Leafs. The Professional Women's Hockey Players Association has confirmed they will conduct games during the Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada festivities on Saturday, January 21st and Sunday the 22nd in Owen Sound and in Collingwood. In the Ontario Hockey League, 2 games tonight, including the London Knights at Erie to meet the Otters. If London wins, they will bypass Owen Sound for first in the Midwest Division. The Attack play their next 4 games on the road starting tomorrow at Barrie. In the National Basketball Association, 13 games tonight. The Toronto Raptors are in New Orleans to play the Pelicans. The Raptors have won 2 in a row. And in softball at the WBSC Men's World Cup at Auckland, New Zealand, Canada will play the United States tonight at 7:30. In curling, the BrokerLink Insurance Grey Bruce Major League in Paisley is in action tonight. 3 games. The matchups and current standings are posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.